Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
I want you to think of something deep divers you hold dear to your heart, like a dream you had from childhood, a dream you wanted to manifest but then said, actually, that could never, ever happen for me. Like, I could never manifest that. You have one of those dreams? Well, I'm here to tell you, deep divers, you are absolutely right. You can't manifest it. Oh, but why, Ralph? Because you just said you can't. Like, you have spoken that into existence. But you can if you want to change your words around. Say, actually, it could happen for me. Yes. Word is bond, deep divers. Word is bond. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in the heart of nature, baby, doing a little samba. We're just, woo, breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. Deep divers, I'm sending you tons of good-ass energy. Take that, take that, take that. Deep divers, now let's get straight to it. I meet a lot of people who have a whole lot of excuses for why they can't live their best life. They're like, Ralph, it happened for you because you're the chosen one. Well, I am the chosen one, deep divers, but you can also be the chosen one, right? Oh, Ralph, you had help. Yeah, I did have help, deep divers. All of those excuses have got to go. 10 limiting beliefs that are keeping you away from being happy. Deep divers, I used to have a whole lot of excuses for why I can't be happy, for why I can't live my best life, for why I can't hang out with a cat down the road, for why I can't get my butt into nature. And all of that had to go. Deep divers, I'm here to tell you, if you can dream it, you can do it. If you can do it, well, let's do the little samba, baby. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Now, wonderful deep divers, let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. 10 limiting beliefs keeping you away from being happy. Now, happiness. What is happiness to Ralph Smart? You see, in this matrix, they have got you believing that happiness is something external to you. If I get a lot of likes on Instagram, I'm going to be happy. If I get a lot of attention, I'm going to be happy. If they recognize me as someone, I'm going to be happy. If I have loads of subscribers, I'm going to be happy. If I've got that Gucci purse, ladies, I'm going to be happy, right? If I get a six-pack, I'm going to be happy. If I've got lots of money in my bank account, I'm going to be happy. You see, deep divers, none of that will make you happy. None of that whatsoever will make you happy if you aren't happy already. What? Slow motion this side. Happiness is an inside job. Happiness is not about the external. Happiness can only come. Happiness and being happy can only come from an internal state of mind which says, I choose happiness. Deep divers, I've been to hell and back. Not even a scratch on me. How come, Ralph, you're so smooth? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Because deep divers, I'm an alchemist. Every single day I wake up choosing to be happy. I say, no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to smile. Why? Because life is not as bad as I think. deep divers, it's all BS. Belief systems. What? Slow motion this side. Now, if you look at belief, wait a minute. Belief. There is a lie in every belief. Oh, baby. That's why you can't even trust what you believe. Okay? I used to believe in a certain thing. Then I'm like, actually, I don't believe that anymore. It's not about believing, deep divers. It's about knowing. And we have to shatter these limiting beliefs that are getting in the way of us living our best life, that are getting in the way of us being happy. Now, the first limiting belief, deep divers, keeping you away from being happy. It's too late, Ralph. I've missed the boat. Someone actually messaged me that, deep divers. They're like, I want to start YouTube, Ralph, but it's too late. I'm like, how old are you? They're like, 25. I'm like, that's a great excuse, right? A great excuse for you to not do the work. A great excuse for you to miss the opportunity of failing. Because I failed so many times, deep divers. But you want to know the difference between a master and a student? A master has failed more times than the student, and the student has even tried. What? Slow motion this time. It is never too late, deep divers, to start that dream, to start that business, to start a YouTube channel, to write a book. I've got 2 books on Amazon, deep divers. Triathlon, The Love of the Galaxy, a novel, and also Feel Alive. I thought it was too late to write a book in my early 20s. I'm like, it's too late. Wait a minute. What are you talking about, Ralph? You can start right now. It is never too late, deep divers. Stop telling yourself it's too late. You missed the boat. You haven't missed the boat because guess what? Nobody's going anywhere anyway. Realize, deep divers, if you want to do something, you can start today. Oh, but Ralph, I'll never be. You see, that's always followed by, right? Always follows, it's too late, and then it's like, I'll never be. I'll never be there in time, or I'll never be any good anyway. You have to lose that limiting belief of it's never, of it's too late and I'll never be. Give yourself a chance for goodness sake, deep divers. I thought I could never get a YouTube Gold Award. I thought it was too late for me. Then I said, wait a minute, Ralph, at least give it a go. At least believe enough in yourself to make it happen, and then it did happen. Deep divers, what's the second limiting belief that is keeping you away from being happy? I'm not ready. Wait a minute. That's another excuse, deep divers, in this matrix. I'm not ready. Deep divers, nobody is ready when they first start, but you've got to start somewhere. Right? I meet a lot of people who are like, Ralph, I'm not ready to start manifesting my dream. I'm like, how much time do you want? Right? Deep divers, you are never, ever going to be ready. Sometimes I'm not even ready to start a video. I got people passing by. I got the cat down the road over there doing cartwheels. I'm like, I'm not ready. That's a limiting belief. Deep divers, there is no perfect time. But right now, can I get a hello? Deep divers.
Look at me. It doesn't have to be like this. You don't have to live in fear just because you don't have life insurance.
You are ready. Keep saying that instead of I'm not ready. Say I am ready, and that will get you going. What's a third? Oh, baby. Limiting belief, deep divers, that is keeping you away from being happy. I can't. What I coined as the I can't syndrome. I can't do this. I'm a skate instructor, deep divers. I used to skate all the time in Hyde Park. I skate in all over the West Coast as well. A lot of people see my skates and they're like, I can't do that. I'm like, you haven't even tried. You're just staring at the skates. Like, give it a go. And then they get on it and then they slip off. And then they fall on their ass. And I'm like, at least you tried. I'm not going to judge you. Right? You see, deep divers, anytime you're saying I can't, you're putting yourself at a disadvantage. Even if you can't do something, guess what? You can learn. Bingo. I thought I can't record in 8K resolution on cinema cameras. Right now, this is a cinema camera, deep diver, with a PLN, what they use in the Hollywood movies. I thought I can't learn that stuff. I can't learn this advanced cinematography. But then I said, wait a minute, I can learn. And I've been doing this for a little while now, deep divers. And every single day, I'm improving, I'm learning, I'm becoming a master of my craft. So instead of saying, I can't, stop saying, I am learning. That's more empowering. Deep divers, what's the fourth? Oh, baby. Limiting belief that's keeping you away from being happy. If only I had more money, Ralph, what? I would be happy. No, you won't. Deep divers, I've got a whole lot of money. That didn't make me happy, and that doesn't make me happy. What makes me happy is knowing that I'm creating value for other people, is knowing that I love myself, is knowing that I've got a great family, not just the family I was born into, but an extended family all around the world who support me and I support them. Can I get an amen? Deep divers, Amun Ra, thank you. You see, if only I had is another excuse for you to not live your best life. If only I had is another limiting belief that is keeping you away from being happy. Deep divers, so if you don't get what you want, then guess what? You are never, ever going to be happy. You see, Harvard studies will tell you, deep divers, the happiest people in the world are the most grateful. I am grateful, deep divers. I've got everything I want, but I don't need it because I have everything I have. What is that? I've got life. That's all I need, actually. I've got everything I need. Instead of focusing on what you want, start taking a look at what you already have. So stop saying, if only I had. If only I had a YouTube Gold Award. If only I had a business. No. You can actually do something about that if only I had and make it an actual tangible reality for yourself. But start focusing on gratitude every single day to realize you do have a lot and you have a lot going for you. Deep divers, what is the fifth? Oh, baby, limiting belief that is keeping you away from being happy. Ralph, I'm not good enough. I keep hearing that. And I know what it's like because this matrix drills in you that you have no meaning unless you are validated or verified by society. Deep divers, you are verified by the universe. What? Slow motion this side. If the universe didn't need you, be here. Just remind yourself that, deep divers, you have an extraordinary purpose. You being born is part of that, and you have to honor that. So never say, I'm not good enough. Because, deep divers, who is good enough? Tell me who is good enough in this matrix. Oh, a celebrity? Ever wonder why they call celebrity stars? Because stars govern the movements of the seas. the internal waters. You are a star, deep divers. We are all stars. Literally, we are made of stardust. So everyone is a star, a superstar as well. So start seeing yourself as a star. Okay, if you are worshiping a celebrity, that's why you keep saying I'm not good enough. Because you're like, I could never be that. No, you can't be that, deep diver. But you can be you, and that is enough. Okay? So I lost that limiting belief. Like, hey, where'd you go? Where'd you go? It's gone. Deep divers, what is the sixth limiting belief that is keeping you away from being happy today? I have nothing to offer, she says as she eats a strawberry. 7-day vegan challenge full of vitamin C. Strawberries have more vitamin C than oranges. So do blueberries. Oh, I'm learning from you right now. Keep talking. Acerola cherries, Ralph, yeah, have more vitamin C. Have more vitamin C than oranges. Okay. Did you know, Ralph, what? Moringa powder is one of the most nutrient-dense superfoods on the planet, and it is alkaline, and it will help you get rid of mucus. Oh, really? But, Ralph, what? I have nothing to offer. Huh? Wait a minute. You see, these divers, you do have something to offer. The question is, how much value are you putting on it? What? Slow motion this side. Say it again, Ralph.
Learn about crypto and get paid as you learn with Coinbase Earn. We've paid out over 100 million.
You do have something to offer, deep divers. The question is, how much value are you putting on it? Let me repeat that one more time. You do have something to offer, deep divers. The question is, how much value are you putting on it? You, the more you say I have nothing to offer, that is a limiting belief. That's why a lot of people are depressed, miserable, sad, not happy, because they feel like they have no meaning, no purpose, empty hands, nothing of value to share with the world. So they drown in their misery. They have a pity party. Well, the cat down the road isn't coming, deep divers. Neither am I. Because I'm here to tell you, you can pick yourself back up, get on your feet and say, actually, I do have something to offer because I am a unique creation. Nobody has had my experiences. I can share something with the world. I can teach you, Ralph. Yes, you can. I'm an eternal student, deep divers. Oh, yes, I am. Deep divers, what is the seventh? Oh, baby. Limiting belief that is keeping you away being happy. Nothing good ever come my way. That is what is keeping you from being happy. If you keep saying that, that is a limiting belief. And once again, it's all BS belief systems. Nothing good ever comes my way. Have you got a roof over your head? Yes, I do, Ralph. Well, that's something good that came your way. Did you eat today? No, Ralph, I haven't had breakfast like you. Okay, skip that. Are you going to have lunch today, though? Yes. So you got food. Deep divers, much of the world is living on less than $10 every single day. So you got to realize that you are fortunate to even have a mobile phone. You are fortunate to even have a roof over your head. To say, actually, I don't want to drink that today. I don't want to eat this today. You've got choice, deep divers. So when you stop saying nothing good ever comes my way and actually take a look at what's already here, that will shift you into gratitude and that will help you become happy. Happiness is internal. Everything that is external to you is not in the best interest of your happiness. It has to come within. You have to realize your value is internal. Nothing good is coming my way. What are you focusing on? That you haven't got the job you want? That you haven't got the partner you want? But you have you today, deep dive. And that means that's a gift from the universe. So something good has actually come your way today. But because you were in the pity party, you forgot to see it. So I'm asking you, take a look at it right now. Deep divers, it could be a whole lot worse. It could be a whole lot worse. Just remember that. What is the ace? Oh, baby. Limiting beliefs, deep divers, that is keeping you away from being happy. Am this way. Another excuse. Getting in the way of your happiness. I'm this way, Ralph, because I wasn't born into a rich family. I'm this way, Ralph, because the whole world is against me. I'm this way, Ralph, because nobody likes me. That is a limiting belief that is keeping you away from being happy. Deep divers, I am not this way because what happened to me. I am this way because of what I choose to become in the present moment. What? Slow motion this side. Say it again, Ralph. I am not this way, deep divers, because of what has happened to me. I am this way because of who I am choosing to become in this present moment. Keep saying that, and that will remove the limiting beliefs keeping you away from your happiness. Oh, baby, deep divers, what is the ninth limiting belief that is keeping you away from being happy? I should have started earlier. If only I knew that, Ralph. I should have started earlier. Oh, well, I'm not going to start anymore. Another excuse, getting in the way of your happiness. These divers, we all could have started earlier, okay? How many times, deep divers, you know that going to the gym is going to make you feel good, doing that exercise is going to make you feel good, but you wake up a bit late and you're like, wait a minute, I should have started earlier. I'm not going to do it. No, deep divers, there is still time for you to do it. It's not too late. I should have started earlier. I should have met them earlier. I should have done it earlier. But what better time, deep divers, than right now? That will bring you so much happiness. It's unbelievable. When you realize time is an illusion. I should have started earlier. Screw earlier. I can do it right now, deep divers. Do the little samba. Do the little samba. Do the little samba. Deep divers, what is a test? Oh, baby. Limiting belief that is keeping you away from being happy today. It is this, deep divers. Anytime you say, I'm not capable of doing it, I don't have the skill set to do it, I don't have the intelligence to do it, I don't know how to do it, that is keeping you away from being happy. Such a limiting belief. I used to say it. I'm not capable of doing this. I don't have the knowledge to do this. I don't know how to do this. I don't have the skills to do this. So what did I do, deep divers? I learned how to do it. What? Slow motion this side. And it made me very happy. It's not going to be easy. Even doing what you love will bring challenges. along the way. But if you love it, you do it. So these divers, remind yourself, stop having the excuse that, hey, I'm not enough to do something. I'm not pretty enough to be with someone, or I'm not handsome enough to be with someone, or I don't have the skills to do this. You can learn. So there you have a deep dive. Limiting beliefs, where are they? Like, have disappeared deep diving. Why? Because anything is possible. Nothing is impossible. Wait a minute. Look at the word impossible. It says impossible. Oh, baby. And that's why we're just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful deep divers. We're just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to everybody who's been rocking the amazing good ass prana shirt at ralphsmart.com/clothes. Deep divers, got a question for me? Add me on Instagram at Infinite Waters. And the model search is still on. If you are a sexy ass model, woo, with a lot of heart, DM me on Instagram at Infinite Waters. Check out the new book, Deep Diving. For more information like this, Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon. If you can conceive it in your mind, Deep Diving, you can achieve it. Have a beautiful day. Peace. Infinite Waters, diving deep. Once again, stay well, stay healthy, peace. You don't have any more than you believe.
what your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be.
I'm also very pleased to announce that we have our book launch. Yes, I'm a few copies now. The publisher told me that we'll send more. This book is called Ancestors, Taking Man, Healing Spirit, for Youth and Empowerment. About myself. And one thing to show you the power of the stuff that we're teaching you. When you work with it, you can make things happen and reduce us to being not human. Because it was. It's about 6 hours in a deep trance to write. And I edited that with that. The other book is coming out. I have another book on E5OB. The divination system, where reveal secrets never revealed before about OB times divine, certain things that aren't taught publicly. That comes out in January, or so they tell me. Also written in trance for the winter soul preserve. The night before Christmas. So, I show you three angles and thank you. That's it. For the literal Egun, you want to open to the ancestor, so you can just start right away. We got a story for you. Very important tale. Being alive from the ancestors. I'll be saying you by saying what you need to be honored and praised. You say, I share that you have a child with manifestation. You by saying what you are, we praise the community.
My profession, my specialty. law of life. There is a corpus of works called the Odu'ifa. Odu means many things, among them sacred scriptures of wisdom, cosmic wisdom, of which there are 16 sacred books, named books. In one of the Odu'ifa, he talks about how money came to earth. The way we see things is Africa, Yoruba, all things are spirit first. Then they precipitate, concretize to physical form. Right? Like we thought, this board was once a thought in someone's head. Unseen invisible became visible. Okay? You have received Odu because that's your head reading. That's your Odu. Which is the spirit that gives you life. Call that spirit to give more life force. Other Odus tell us things of the universe, mysteries of life, including money, money, money. I'm going to share with you an Odu, briefly told to you, but you Africans, I don't want you sitting here listening to me. I want you to open your eyes. Single-eyed, and see what you hear. Make a story from the life in your consciousness. And if you sit it long enough, you have to be able. If you sing on it long enough, it comes to you in your life. Okay. This, by the way, again, is a sacred tale. Our people. The god of money lived in heaven, hid away in heaven for a little while. And the Orisha were on earth, sent by Olodumare, God Almighty, to populate the earth and make it beautiful as heaven. But things were difficult because all they did was barter and trade. You make cloth, I make shoes. You make wrought iron, and I make cut hut. Let's exchange. And that was fine for a while, beginning in humanity. But after being a little difficult to give value from one thing to another, are your shoes worth my silver? And it created problems. So the Orisha prayed and cried to Olodumare, please send money down. Please send currency to us as a neutral medium of exchange. The Babalawo told the Orisha to be very careful. It's good to have her name is Ajay. It's good to have Ajay around you. But you must be careful of her because she can be dangerous, beautiful, and dangerous. The only way to really get to her is through hard work. And a very important word which you see all the time in your life. I'll tell you. It is an age of Adami perseverance. Ache, Orumi Latika, the only divinity that can nail money perseverance. She might blow by and blow out. Right? I told you, Yoruba, we have too much for money. Or won't be money for flowery shells. Have I shared this before? Ina and Uta. Owo, Ina, Owo, Uta. Owo, Uta means cool money. Owo, Ina means hot money or get up and go money. There are two kinds of finances. That would stay with you. The cool, and that would fill in one hand and out the other. There are two separate spirits. One makes you rich, one makes you feel rich. All big profits. We want Opal Tutu. But we say in our term, expenditure, income, and outgo must equal out. That's almost When expenditure is more than income, you hold neither. Add this money as a surplus. Go on neither. You don't want her. Right. We've all seen her. We've met her.
Yeah.
You know her too well.
Yeah.
You want her sister old. Okay. And now, Rumi and I told them that the path to money is very rugged, kind of bloody. You got to hang in there.
Yeah.
You persevere it. One night, leaned to old Rumina, God's wisdom, and said, I'm sending a gift to her. Her name is Aisha. Prepare for her. For Rumina's guardian angel, his head, told him to do certain things to invite her, to welcome her arrival to this land. The angel on his head also said, whoever chases her will be perished by her. Do not chase the beauty, because the beauty will destroy it. And finally, the angel on Ruma said, when she comes, be the last to greet her, not be the first. Ruma listened and prepared for Abdi's arrival. The guardian angel said, now, go find a parrot. Place this parrot in your house. The magical parrot gives color and gives plumage. He found his bird. The bird had a certain chant, a certain cry. And then mystical tongue. He said, what does that mean? Couldn't figure it out. But he had a neighbor, a nosy neighbor, the mother of witches. She understood the talk of the bird. The bird was saying something like, good morning, money, as you come. Good evening, money, as you go to sleep. And she knew it was an omen that money was coming from heaven. So this thing decided to spread the word until all the other people, that money is coming to town. I've seen the sign. So they asked, where was the bird facing? She said, east. Which meant money was going to come from the east. From heaven. All right, so, the war god, God of sweat and hard work and labor, right? Railroad man. Said, I will be first. Let me get some of that money. Y'all said, I'm about this. It's all mine. All I have to tell you. So, one of the normal hot-headed and patient stuff. Went to look for her towards the east. The way money came from heaven was through the stream of powers, a necklace of powers, and it landed and began to pile up to the mountain. So he hunted for 2 days and two nights for the goddess Aisha in the woods. He finally found her. Took his big axe and big shovel that he made the night before just for the purpose to dig out the money. And what happened to him? It had a lance on top of him. Dead. Chango go. All Shungo. Yeho Chango. They all go. I'm rushing to the money to her. And she killed them all. Now, Rumi, I told them, before you go to her, come to me to get a reason. That way you'll enjoy the money that you grab. But they all said, we already prayed to old Jumani for money. He heard our call. So what's the big deal? It's already cleared. He said, well, I can only tell you. They rushed, ignored, and perished. Now, old Jumari had her own time for sending money to her, right? But the greedy Rishi wanted it faster than heaven's plan. for only this time. Now, this is to weed out the greedy among you. Since you want to afford it, it's yours. But be careful. What you ask for, you ask for again. Line their ransom money, and they won't be proud of the woman line taking his time. He's calm, collected, and not rushing through this pile of wealth and gold in the moon. Maybe he knows something. So he made one more reading before he went to the pile of money. And the reading said, in order to keep her, you must feed her well. To keep that spirit, you must feed her well what she likes to eat. Then the reading explains the items we give in ritual. And we do it to bring money where she eats. And wants to sit in your house because you feed her so much. Okay? It includes two pigeons, two ladders, and two U-bolts. Bolts is under the ground. He made a sacrifice on top of the money. He kept one ladder for himself, one U-bolt for himself, and gave the other to Eshu, the trickster. The next morning, he went to Ajay, the keeper of money. He gave her the bird and nailed the ladder to her. The reading told him to return home after making sacrifice without touching the keeper's money. Don't touch her. Just put the ladder there, nail it up, but do not touch her. And he came back the next day and shooting the ladder taller. Not that. Then began the long process of climbing the ladder. To get to the top of the money. Now, as he's climbing, what does he find? He begins to dig and he finds dead Orisha bodies. Or who's lying there? All the greedy guys. Destroyed by their greed. But on their chest were just certain numbers of calories. Or who had seven. Four. Every guy had seven. Shango had six. These are the numbers of the Orisha. Shango is the corner of six. Imanjara seven, Abatlaj eight. And to this very day, the priests who use the calories in mind, if we place six shells in the tray, Shango feet. Seven shells, Imanjara feet. Those numbers were still the ones used for the Orisha today. Shield. Now, that's significant to the whole camp. Because my name, divination, was the same thing. Right? The tool of spirits was the same as well. That's important for your efforts. And when you got up all the money, and gave it to his servants, his children, the Babalawos and the priests, and shares his money. Therefore, it is taught that Arunyana is the only Orisha who met Ajay and lived celibate. And he got it from the top down, not the bottom up. And if you go to Africa and you see Arunyana altars, they sit on a pile of power. It's harder for us to be a cool customer. lying and treacherous. Like 9021, Melrose Place, Diamond Creek. See, you're watching it, but it's really kind of hard for us as a group to be and that cool for money. Give me off, man. I'm dog looking. Here, but not me. Right? But as a rule, it's not our way. Okay? But see, the question is, what is our way? So let's break it down. Break it down. Number one. Money was hard to get. That's the first thing you gotta know. She's a coy woman. Not chicken. She parked the cash. Must appease her. I'll give you a word for that. Work. People have to work for her. That's the first step. We said work comes through a channel of money called a job. Right? To do a job, you need a skill. Whether it's intellectual skill, physical skill, or artistic skill. Right? So, the first thing that evaluated is, what are your skills? Some people don't believe they feel to be okay. They can go to work and trip. I think you need this. Sit back and get paid. Okay. I'm gonna hurt everyone. What's my name? Okay. Perseverance. Is an Orisha. I tell you, she's an Orisha. You must keep working. Keep working until you get there. So pick your channel and work in that channel through all the pain, the agony, and the losses. Right, African? Now, we work hard. Right? We work jobs, our AT&T jobs, whatever jobs. Working 4 hours a week. We can do this. But I want you to start shifting it more towards our skills. Same skills support us. That's in touch. Now, the Orisha begged over the Miner to bring money now. We want it now. But you see, you think you know things. Right? You think you know things. You may not be ready for money. You can even handle your bills. Right? Wash is Orumila, or if I give you more money, but you can't handle the bills you have. The Yeti has billions of dollars. They can handle it when they go. So before you start asking for it, you go to work and put the work for it. But you can have it, right? But know what you're asking for. Okay. So the Orisha, they say, oh, the money, good money. Now, who receives the dream of what's happening to them? Oh, me, I'm going to with them. What's the room for me in yourself? And there I are. Well, intuition, right? Trained intuition. Said, I had a dream. First he said, money's on her way. Secondly he said, do not be greedy for her. Third he said, don't be the first to grab her. You know if you're a party, a lot of good food. How bad is it to be the first to grab all the food? It's considered just rude. It's tacky, right? Because it is. Betrays a lack of. So let others get theirs first. For what? S-A-I-T-H. You get yours. Let them have theirs. You get yours, huh? Don't be jealous of others' money, their wealth. Don't be envious. Don't be her. And of course, greed will destroy your life. What is greed? Who can tell us the only safe way to have power? There's only one safe way. Anybody like you? That is share it. Seek it not for yourself. May I have wealth that I may help the village, help my family, help the sick, help the cause, help the babies who are homeless. If you seek money from that state of mind, the whole different spirit that brings you the money. But I need a car, and I need this, which may be true. But you don't come from that state. You know what I'm saying? It's a shift from consciousness. Same thing, consciousness shift. Otherwise, power will destroy you. Certainly destroy you. Okay. Money comes up the parents. That can be talked about parents of birth of teaching. How did we know money was coming? The bird said it. Teach is what? Go for it. Can And who heard it? Who understood it? The mother of witchcraft. The magical principle inside of you understands the arrival of money. White African?
Wonder makes me try things I've never done.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. Welcome, 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 guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday. I am your host, Haru. And today, guys, we are going to have a very great broadcast, guys. This is something that I wanted to come on and do as far as the IJ, the Orisha. But before we do that, guys, give me about 2 minutes. I'll be right back.
Free from pain, free from scars, free from shame, free from bars, free from... dogs, you're free to go. Black inside the streets is cold. Free from love to each his own. Free from bills, free from pills. You wrote aloud, the speakers blow. Like it hard, you ease your soul and cleanse your mind. Learn to fly and reach the stars. You take the time to look behind and say, look where I came. Look how far I done came. They say that dreams come true, and when they do that, there's a beautiful thing. Happy. I said, do you wanna be free?
Love J. Cole. Love J. Cole. Really, do you want to be happy? You know, that's why, peace everybody, that's why I wanted to start this broadcast off. You know, we've been researching and, you know, all the shit that's going on. And I feel like, you know, that now's the time to kind of shift into, you know, a season of just being happy. The things that really matter, you know, like as far as bringing, we've been focused on like the shadow work side, we've been real heavy here lately, y'all. We've been real deep and real heavy here, you know, some hard-hitting topics, you know what I'm saying? So I think now's a great time to kind of shift into lighter topics as far as a balance is concerned, you know. So I kind of wanted to start off, you know, kind of shift into introduction of Ajay, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes to Ajay, you know, I love actually Eternal, whether you know it or not, you know, Eternal actually introduced me to a lot of things, actually. But Ajay, you know, he spoke of Ajay, and I, excuse me if I'm saying the name incorrectly, I'm very horrible at this English language and the pronunciations, the spells or whatever, if you will. But Ajay, you know, the Orishas. When it comes to the Orishas, y'all, you know, I am finding that we got to be careful with calling these Orishas. You know what I'm saying? I'm in experience, we got to be careful because what I've noted is that, first off, you know, love the YouTube lecturer. He was the same lecturer, Eternal, that your mind is your wand. That's the same dude. I can't think of his name, but he's really good, y'all. He's really good. So when I seen that he was talking about the Ajay, I said, oh, shit. You know, let's use him, you know, to kind of bring in our lecture. But calling on these Orishas, you know, just the dangers of calling on the Orishas, you know, I want Eternal to expand on that as well. But Ajay, beautiful yet dangerous. You know what I'm saying? So be very careful at who you call on, the goddess of money, wisdom, wealth, I believe. That's what, you know, I'm a student here too, you guys. Ajay, I guess there are many Orishas outside of the seven that we most likely speak of. I'm thinking that there are only seven because these are the seven main Orishas, I guess. But in addition to that, there are actually more Orishas, you know, to discover. Ajay is one of them. Another one that I want to speak on is the lady that starts with the goddess of the Orisha of the ocean, the mermaid. Not only her, but there's actually a male that is over the ocean too. I can't think of his name, but somebody told me that they got a message that I am in connection with him. Also, I can't think of the name right now. But anyway, my point is that there, outside of the seven that we all know mainstream, there are other Orishas to be discovered, Ajay being one of them. So with that being said, let's go ahead and bring in our Eternal. Peace to you, Eternal. How are you feeling this rising?
Greetings, brother. How are you?
Greetings. I feel refreshed today, actually. Feel refreshed today.
Great. That's what we're like tapping into, learning the seven parallel worlds, the moon cycles, and how they work into itself. Like today is 24, which represents six. So we're like learning also the gut instinct, the belly you know, what we're able to ache and what we don't ache on energy, how that works in its own purpose. There's the, what we call it now, the God and the Goddess, as you just spoke on, that's Olokun. Olokun.
Olokun.
Or they say Olokun. Or they say Oloshun. So it's like the pronunciation, it changes the dialect. And then, you know, sometimes we don't see it in the language. And so that's why, like, you know, up north, down south, we explain ourselves differently. And it'd be because of the tones. We have different tonations. And then, of course, when we say, you know, do you know what I mean versus, yeah, you know I mean? And so it'd be like, why you got to speak like that? And so now it changes the Yemaya to Yemaya. You know what I'm saying? So people have a different way of connecting to Yamaya, you know, and still calling it the same Yemaya, you know, to still play out the vibrations. And like you said, the mermaid, how is that in tune with us? We look at the feminine energy that sits on top of everything, you know what I mean? So it's like, how does the earth get back nutrients? And it's through Yemaya bringing the ocean of her energy through Oya, and then it just connects. And then they have this chemical movement going on where they say women and women shouldn't be together. Yet this is how, like, nature is showing itself being together. The confusion starts when the man doesn't know himself and he has to go to another man to find himself. It's just a different way that we taught it from an out point. The woman taught her from an endpoint, so that's why she had to go within to find these ways of learning. The mother gives us tough love, right? And then there's times when mother didn't have to give us tough love, and then we end up finding out that you'd be like, man, my mama was soft on me. You'd be like, what do you mean by that? And you'd be like, well, she didn't do the things your mama do. So it'll end up being that you felt like she should have gave you some kind of tough skin or some kind of, like, ability, when really it's all about yourself. Like, we all running around wanting to learn better of ourselves, and we'll blame our parents because we didn't learn it. Yet we're still blaming everything else but within self, trying to find out what it's talking about self. You know, we make those decisions, and those decisions become irrational, of course, being that the Orishas are connected, like what we call Ori, so O-R-I, just like, let's say, your aura.
Yeah.
So your aura, your Ori, is basically the circulation that's going to each one of your Orishas. So they say Orishas that still connect to your body as what Sha does. So when you hear the word, it's a word that plays Sha. It's a Sa sound and a ha sound mixed together. So with that interaction, it's like saying ha could represent man, while sa could represent feminine. You know, so we've had words that, just like when we say el and la, being that it's a Latin word, we'll have a masculine and a feminine representation for it. And so it's like what we call hidden words within words. And so, because we don't study that enough, things that we loosely say out of the tongue or the mouth, out of the mouth comes the tongue, it splits it. And so now you say things backwards. Like, you want masculine, but then you go on and talk about feminine. Or you want feminine, but you go on and talk about masculine. And then when you get what you want, it's not what you want. So now you can call on your Maya, but yet do you know about Olokun? So it's like, you might want to balance that, you know what I mean, versus just calling on your Maya all the time.
Let me read something right here, if you don't mind. Just to let the audience know, guys, if you guys are wanting to kind of delve deeper into the African spirituality, guys, because just as you stated on yesterday's broadcast, this you got to take this stuff in doses, you know, and there are Eternal dropped a lot of names for you guys to kind of research on your own. But there's a book, somebody that I studied under in his university. We call him Chief Yuya. But if you guys know Chief, yeah, he had a blog talk as well, Enlightened Transformation Radio. That's how I started to, you know, I got my pointers and stuff from him. Well, he's one of them. But anyway, the book is called Grasping the Root of Divine Power. This is his book, Chief Uya, but it's a black book. It's a black green, you know. And the author, even though we call him Chief Uya, his name is spelled HRUYUYATASSAANANU. All right, so the book is called Grasping the Root of Divine Power. I've been giving this book out for years, and the people that got it, you know, it's kind of like your African spirituality Bible. It kind of breaks down the seven orishas, ashe, divination, what do they call the kari stones, you know, you can do readings in that kind of way, you know, the shells and all of that kind of thing, you know, if you are into that, guys. This book can help you. It's like the Bible, okay? So he talks about the R. He calls it the RE. That's how he pronounces it, the RE, right? So your own spiritual superhero. Here is where we find one of the greatest distinguishing aspects between African spirituality and Western religion. With the Yoruba aspect of the RE, it is noted that we are all birthed into the world accompanied by a personal guardian, Orisha, who in fact is our truest self, the source energy. Your Ori is you, and you are your Ori. That's what I wanted to read. In short.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And if you go get a book called African Holistic Health, it's not going to go deep on any of the aspects just as of yet. However, it gives you just one good expert piece where you can find yourself in your Oris of your Orishas to where you find out, okay, let me find out what body part this is that is in that explanation. So African Holistic Health, that's Lila Africa, is a great book. In there on page 375, he basically gives you the deities of the sexual types. So it says below are names of characters. Each character's deity represents a personality type and a specific type of energy, spirit, or language. Now, keep in mind, when we were learning, we were also unlearning. And so there are certain things that have been, like, either misplaced or left out. And so this is how you start to put yourself into your full alignment, all right? So we got the Kemetic term for I'm going to just name them all out, right, list by list, and then I'm going to go back over them and give you each one side by side so you know who is who. All right, so Kemetic is Sekir, Ma'at, Haru Kohuti, Haru, Het Haru, Sebek, and Aset. All right, so that's the seven, right? And then in that same seven in the Yoruba, you got Babaloye, Ajay Jagulia, Ogun, Shango, Oshun, Elegba, Yamaya. All right, and so like from these terms, right, it was like if you could look at like when the Buddhas were Sufis and that connection, it started to become like they had a Kemetic, they had a Yoruba, and then as it started to get down into this, it becomes the Hebrew Canaanite, all right? So now we got Zat Kail, Jophael, Shamuel, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel. All right. So now, going right across, you'll find out Sekir is Babaloye, who is also Zadkiel. So that'll help you with familiarity of what you already know in your Bible. So it's like, basically, whatever they gave us helps us cross-reference to what really it is. And since they put it there, they wanted to at least make a mark that they could be familiar with, change the name up, so at least you wouldn't know. However, they're still unknowing. And so that's what truth is. Mm. Truth don't just pop up and I've been there. All right? Mm. So now we're going to go to the next one. My I is IJ Chakuluya. I mean, IJ Chakuluya. So that's Chagulia. Chakuluya. Chakuluya. And it says IJ. So remember, IJ is just like when we say the one word is IJ and the other word is Ashe. So IJ, if you look, represents the axe or power. So when they created Ashe, it was the actual statement for that power. So just like small axe, you know, you hear the Rastas, they still known as the Bushmen. And so when you think of Bushmen, they had the version of small axe. Now, if you think about that, that goes into Queen Nanny. If you know about Queen Nanny, we're talking about Nyambingi. And the Nyambingi, how the Nyambingi became like a spiritual drum. So when they called the djembe, they made that a spiritual drum. So they basically wanted people not to play it. So they said that was banned. They didn't want those type of drums. So if you think about Cuban drums, they were more pushed on. And so that's where the Santeria side came into it from the Obe or Odu. So when you see how the splits became branches to the tree, we got the Creole, the Haiti, with Trinidadian, they all have a certain mixture, Nigeria, certain mixture of what's still there as the origin. So when you look at the olive branch on top of the mountain, it's giving off all its purities. It's just that you might get the olive oil at the bottom versus how someone's getting in the middle or the person that's at the top getting it. So now it's just a dependency on how, you know, saturated, non-saturated, with even me giving you this delivery, how are you acceptable to where you're at with this now knowing knowledge? And then what would you do after this? You know, you can go to sleep, forget about it, act like this wasn't even said, or you start doing some researching to where you start and saying, okay, now I'm starting to see how this work out. So, okay, here we go. When I was saying my aunt is IJ Chakuluya, is also Jophael. So this is what my aunt is. Eru Kuhuti is Ogun, which is also Shamuel. Eru, which is Shango, which is also Michael. Does that make sense? Okay. Heru, Oshun, Uriel. Now remember, you looked at when our children put the mermaid on, Little Mermaid, what color is what she wearing? Okay, I'm going to just keep on going. Tibet is the Legba, is Raphael. And the last one, Aset, is Yamaya, is also Gabriel. Now, when you hear the story of Gabriel, you know it as what? He came down, there was a man, and he basically, you know, impregnated a woman. It was like this spiritual angel came and did the impregnation. And this is that whole connection of what really is masculine in the woman. Like, I came into existence out of three people, right? My sister and my other sister, both around me, one older, one younger. Then at the same time, somebody else came into existence. They didn't tell me about it until I learned at 44. So it's like sometimes when you know about 44 is 44 represents Sebek. So you open the door, you open the gate. And so look at what Sebek is. Sebek is a Legba connection. So now I'm opening the door. I'm seeing the crossroads, and I'm actually saying, okay, well, who was that was in the family I don't know about? End up finding out I had a younger brother that came into existence, just didn't come into existence. So it's like some things we have in life, we call it the deformed side of self. And so you might have something that happened in your family that no one talked about. Somehow through the Akashic Records, they came out and started talking to you. And now you're like, that oh, part. Snap. What the freak is this? Like, I didn't even know this was going. Wait a minute. And then you start saying, you know what? Let me just start doing some research. And then you start researching. You're like, oh, shoot, this junk is real.
So,
like, oh, freaking
so
what?
It's revealed.
Like, are you serious?
It's revealed in this timing, right? So you said 44 for you.
Right, which is 8 for me. And it's still like the ruling number for me right now as I'm still looking at things because that was the number that I came in on existence. So when 7 became 8, the riddle starts for me. Everything that deals with the 8 number is like my whole path of learning. 3 times 8, you know what I mean? Because that's how I actually, my month, my day. And it's like, we can keep going. It just, this is where it's a starting point to start learning yourself. And if you haven't start with your own numbers, this is why I like, life is talking to you. You're just ignoring it the whole time. You got time to learn yourself. You're just not putting it in, and you're not doing it around when it's the right timing, because we call it timing, too, not just time, right? That's how it became an illusion, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you put something down on the GPS and you say, this is the estimated time, because they're estimating it, they ain't even real. So they're estimating the time that you're supposed to get there on arrival. When you get there, that ETA is changed.
Mm-hmm.
It might be early, might be late. Either way, it was like, this was the expected time. No, this was the actual time. So now you actually have a different time zone to yourself. And because of the Legba, because of Ogun, because of our chakras and how our sexual activities, right, on the 7 days of alignment, you have to do certain things. You have to, like, push your energy in different areas. And if you don't, this is where the colors are. Right now, I'm going to explain the colors to you. Sex and colors, right? From violet, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red. Everybody should know these colors. Why? Why? Because you were taught in school, right?
Right.
And it's called Roy G. Biv. It's called Roy G. Biv, bro. So we already knew the colors. They just explained it to us from an oppositional kind of point. But now when you say go down, you're thinking down is actually going up. So your red has to now go into orange and yellow and green and blue and indigo to actually see what violet is about. So now what I mean by that is your red is your physical sex, which you lust and energy. You're lustrous. You're just all into lust stuff. We ain't going nowhere yet. That's a sexy car. It's not a beautiful car. That's a sexy car. So now when you go into your orange, it becomes a sexual passion, more of what we call the sexual passion to become now intimate versus just sexual. So now when we get into your yellow, it's that sexual physical stamina, which is now sensual. So now it's explaining what your sex and sexual to things. Like, when you think about the negative being known as Set, Set wanted to even screw Heru because he wanted to just dominate everything, yet through his sexual form. So that meant domination. Yeah. That meant domination in all forms and everything around. Like, my conquering is using this tool to conquer it with. So some of us, of course, not learning this, went through the course of saying, okay, well, where's my green chakra at? It's your sex inspired by love. You know what I mean? The intimate side to us. Not the lust. The lust was where you just saw somebody, man, this person looked good. I like to jump that person's bone. You don't know nothing about
this
person.
I'm with you.
And so you got to go into the green, just emotion. You got to know what emotion is helpful for, you know what I mean? So that's why the green is there. And so by the time it hits blue, it's peaceful. That's your peaceful mood of your sexuality. So now, even when you do give it off, it's not like, oh, I want it back. Oh, wait a minute, I gave you too much. Wait a minute, you didn't give me anything. You know what I mean? So now you're looking for with love. Mm. You're looking for love. Where is that? Now you want to replace it for love. You want to put placements on love.
Man.
You know what I mean? So you need your communication is off. You off on your communication, right? So now that's going into indigo. Indigo now is your harmonious sex. Like, you can do it anywhere. Like, you don't have to do it in the bedroom anymore. You feel like you can be open enough to be open enough. Like, your old tendencies are saying, I'm cool with it. I'm good. I'm like, I ain't got no worries about what's going on right now. This is what we doing right now. Like, somebody at the door. Man, forget them people.
Yeah.
They ain't coming in here. There's a phone ringing. You want to answer it? No, I'm good. Okay. So it's the harmonious side to it. And then, you know, it's pleasure behind that harmony. So it's not like, you know, it's rough and you're hurting a person just so you can get your pleasures. And then once it's done, you don't even think about the other person. You're done. You're like, okay, time is off. Like, time is off? Dang. When you get a slowdown moment, was it a slowdown? Is it a slowdown? Y'all was like, y'all, oh, so you just run and stop running. How that work? You got to run track. When you run track, you got to warm up first. Then as you finish running, you got to warm down. Some people don't warm down. They just be like, oh, okay, time to go. See you later. All right, I'm out. What the heck is that? No cuddle, no nothing. All right, okay. So anyway, violent. Now, violent, end up getting the violent. If you don't get the violence, it's just start kicking in and you don't get the violent. This is your spiritual sexual passion, you know, the sensual intimate to now where you're so open in communication that it's relentless to have what we call it on. You have unconditional love. Like, she didn't make it today, or he didn't make it today, or whatever. And then it's like, it's okay. We can do that tomorrow. I'm like, wait a minute, you sure? Yeah, we're good. We got all the time in the world. We got to be rushing all this. We rushing? That's a nationality now. I'm going to switch up nationalities on each other just that quick. So it's the point of how much impatience are we with really when we say we're into relating a ship, relationship. And this is also a part of why the Orishas are there. It makes it a point to where you know that when you feel like an Ogun, you could be raping this energy. And so now it got to be diligent Ogun. Don't just be Ogun, be Oshun Ogun. You know, and there's mixtures of two, not just one. And so even on the calling on it, it's like the much of giving respect towards it. Like, we don't, at a point, we don't went from sacrifice and offering. Now, if we really was in tune with it, it's really telling you, you have to learn how to honor it. And this is where a lot of the rituals and ceremonies then went what we call side left, and then everything else is influenced in it. Now, if you don't know it that well, would they tell you to go on to the deep end of the pool?
Nah.
No, I ain't think so. They would say go on to the edge. Yeah. And hold on to the edge and keep, when you're going around in the full circle of this joint, you start to feel like, okay, all right, I went around this whole thing. Now I might want to check out the center. This is why everything's now, like, if you start to bridge a center concept to yourself, you start to see why that word is so important for you. You have to start centering this energy. So now that's what conjuring is. And that's what, you know, when you congregate, you know what I mean? When you commerce, you're basically doing the same thing. You're centering some energy. So now is how you formulate that formula for yourself. You got to start it. You got to start a little bit. Start a little bit. Learn Haru the whole time and then say, okay, wait a minute. What is Haru like compared to Shango? You're like, oh, snap. They're familiar. Mm-hmm. And then how is Shango connected to Michael? Oh, snap. They're familiar. And if you really are in tune with it, see how that you work with not just Michael, go to Chamuel and go back to Ogun and then find out Haru Kahuti. How do you see the inside out of just not only the Kemetic side, looking from the Yoruba side, looking from your side that you already got? And now you start to say, okay, now I'm seeing my past and the present. Because if it was a present to you already, it was something already given to you. So now that you already got it, what are you using with what you got? Or you ain't using it? Oh, okay. Well, why you got it then? Okay, I'll wait.
I have a question.
Okay, maybe. I won't wait. What do you say?
Nah, I had a question for you, too, when you get done with that statement.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. All right. So you, well, first off, what is the name of that holistic book one more time that you just dropped?
African Holistic Health. And, of course, like I said, he's not going into the orishas. He's just basically giving you the origin of where that comes from out of something that you already are familiar with. And since you are familiar with it, start to get comfortable in what that was you were familiar with, and then go into the deeper aspects, because you'll find out you've been already doing certain things that's already familiar. You just got to know how it was. Like, let's say for Elegba, some of us don't eat all the time every part that's in the book, on our plate, correct?
Right.
Do you do that all the time? Do you eat everything off the plate?
I do not. Absolutely not.
So sometimes you leave some leftovers. You don't realize you just gave that to Elegba. So when people are smoking their L's and they throw their L's away, and they drinking their drinks and they didn't finish the drink, that's Elegba. That's the whole connection of the crossway. Like, they are the energy that takes on the other side that we don't see. And so you would imagine, like, how we pour it out and we say, this is my, you know, for my passed away homies or whatever. You're doing a leg but spiritual connection and didn't know that. So there's a lot of the doors are opening. We just leave them open, and that's not a good thing. So when you open something, you also have to feel it. You don't have to just leave it open. It's just like your body. You wouldn't walk outside, you know, fully with no clothes on. So you got to still, you know, feel things. That's why amen was put there. Amen is to hitting. So we say amen, but you also cannot just hitting it. You can, you know, still reveal the other part to it. Like they say amen, amen, ra. And, you know, you can roll your tongue instead of amen, ra. I mean, rah, your R with the L, I mean, R with a roll of the tongue. Now, imagine that. Most people use the R sound like a L sound. This is why when we knew the phonetic talk, we've had the phonetic talk. Like, Asians don't have that R and L. The R and the L sound the same. So when we're speaking in our language is all the languages. We built this, not them. So when we start saying that day this and day that, we really giving power to the other side that ain't even the ultimate. So it really is like looking like we're just beating ourselves up. And this is what makes it easier for them, whoever the them is, are looking at them like, looking at us like, dang, look at them. Look at them. They just, hey, beating their own stuff up. Watch this. Let me say something black or white and see what they say. And then, bam, there they go again. Or let me say Afro-American and see where they at. They're the only ones that's saying American and European and all these other concepts, right, that can make them feel like they're there, yet it's been fictitious this whole entire time. They're making up languages to their names that they don't have no language to or name to. So when you know about a Slavic being, you know that the enslavement is in the mind already in the beginning, if that's people are fully aware of these things. So that's why it's like your goal to go into these things and learn why the orishas is there to help you open those the gateways, because it basically are gateways. We've opened seven gateways to the body. That's your eyes, your ears, your nose, and your mouth. And if your seven gateways are not open any of those days, you're going to feel an imbalance. And so if you're not working with Ajay Chakaluya, if you're not working at my eye connection, it will close. Like, I know you say don't want to stick Q-tips in your ears. This is what some people say. However, if you swivel that just like you know what I mean? Like, how, I don't know if your mama did that for you. It's just, I know she did it for me. She turned the swivel of it, like, so that while you turn it, the wax still go on to the Q-tip, not push into your ear further. That, I don't know who came up with these ways of talking to us, yet some of us look like if you drink off of this spoon, you're going to die. And then all of a sudden people just start dying because they drink off the spoon. You know, your body automatically kicks in the rejection of saying, oh, you ain't dying on my spot, not on my time. So we've now developed the idea of saying everything you could die off of, all the way to this COVID that's supposed to be existing. Now, I get it. It exists because it's a vaccination, yes. And there's a vaccine putting it into people, yes. Because now we can make it exist. We've got this stuff to put in the body to make it exist. Now we can put it in your dogs and your cats, because at first we didn't have dogs and cats in our house. Now dogs and cats are in the house. So now it's the point of saying, well, we could put it in their dog or their cat whenever they need that checkup. And they'd be like, I don't know, what's up with my dog or my cat? Then all of a sudden, I got it.
This is that whole new era.
Yeah, the whole new era saying, I'm going to get into your animals. So that way you feel like an animal. Now imagine this. I used to have a rabbit. And I started learning how I was feeding the rabbit. And I realized, dang, rabbit eat a lot of vegetables. This rabbit eat a lot of. So I start eating vegetables. And then I realized I don't need this rabbit in this cage. And then I realized I need this rabbit in this cage. And then I was like, no, I can't keep doing that. I got to get rid of this rabbit. I can't. I just can't. I'm not going to be a part of this. So when we want pet, we don't know the word pet is the actual deity word. This is why the cricket, Geppetto connection with Pinocchio, the cricket, happened to be the actual deity in the story. So it's like so much that when they made it a Jesus aspect, they made Jesus this deity. But they didn't want to call him a deity. They wanted to call him Jesus. They didn't want to call him Yahshua. They wouldn't call him Jesus. They wouldn't call him Serapis Bay. They wouldn't call him Jesus. But he got to have now the characteristics of everybody's, you know, the characters that they love all of. So now that I got to give him a beard, you know, I got to give him long hair.
Feminized.
Because it can make him look feminine and have masculine principles. Not gender, principles. So that way, when it is the conversation and everything's being brought up, it's from a balanced point of view instead of an imbalanced point of view. Like, if I have my hair cut all off, I'm like masculine, automatic. Now, a lot of women crave on masculine. However, that's not what they really want. No, they wouldn't really want a real masculine man. I mean, can you imagine a real masculine man with a real masculine man? I'm talking about hairy, cut, all gone, to now not hairy, right? This is not the idea. See, it was reversed. This is why we don't think about it like this. To a point where he has no hair at all, he's bald-headed, everything off, and he's basically calling out everything all the time. He's calling shots to everything all the time. And now you see that when, like right now, I'm doing a masculine thing, dominating the conversation. However, if you notice, even though I'm dominating the conversation, this is feminine conversation. So now, as if I'm not in tune with this, as this masculine man being masculine, basically a sexist, he's speaking it, yet internally, he's speaking feminine. We know every, like, man and woman, from man to woman, woman will speak longer than a man, correct?
Right, yeah.
Now, of course, that's if you ain't got nothing to say. You better bring your mouth the whole time. Go ahead, keep talking. I heard that, like, just, he said that twice now.
Man.
I heard a repeat. Why are you repeating yourself?
Yeah.
I'm getting, you know what? Then she's like, hey, frustrated. No, I'm frustrated because you keep repeating the same thing. I heard this already.
Okay, now you go
well,
ahead.
You get it.
Yeah.
You didn't get it. I was like, okay, so one of those orishas, the oris in my body, is telling me something. I got something closed off, or she has something closed off. We have to now work on that. So what we do
is
we look at the calendar. We make the orishas a part of your calendar. Make it a point where I learn this day, this is what the rituals I do this day, and this is how I'm going to make my alignment. Now, of course, you might not start big. So start small then. Work on it small and get your ways up. Don't have the same calendar that they got for us. Create your own calendar and make it a point where you feel better about what you put on that calendar. Because it's not just a call ender. They're making it a call ender. You know when they say the trumpet blow? That was the whole reason to do that to our mind, to make a sound that keeps resonating back and forth, back and forth. But it's those echoes that get to you more than anything else. Yet it's inside that's creating the echoes. So now you got to create an echo of your own. You got to etch out your own stuff. You got to put your own frame out. You got to start seeing pictures in your own light. You got to put some pictures up on the wall that's yours, that you created. Don't have all these other pictures, or at least start it in the artist's point of view before you start, like, always still keep going in this industry point of view. We are artists, right? What took us out of the artist side was the industrial side. And if you look at it from north and south, you see that this is why this happened too. And this is why we're still not agreeing with each other yet. When you'll see, though, when you go up north, a lot of people respect the artists. And then there's some people who don't. They wanted the artist to be cheap to themselves. And that's if you don't know yourself. So this is where the Zip Coon and Jim Crow comes from. So even when you're giving off to the Orishas, you got to remember, you're an order yourself. So now when you're giving off, you're also giving too, right? So now that's why you honor it, not just offer and not just sacrifice. Now, I get it. Some of us, we've been eating so much into the blood, you don't have no problem with cutting an animal to do this sacrifice. You can do that because you've been a butcher all your life. Yet there's some of us that refuse to be a butcher, don't want to butcher life to get through life. So now you have to come up with your own. It's just like ingredients. Have you seen the ingredients that be looking real good? And you'd be like, yo, I'm going to eat that. Wait a minute. Dang, that got pork in it. All right, well, take the pork out. You know what I mean? And if the season looks like it's still killable, take that out too and put life back into it. And now you say, okay, now I'm moving with the present. And if you're not using anything to present yourself, then you're not present. Like, past will always be past, yet you're passing on the past too, Pastor. Passing on passion. Yet where's compassion? How do you have a compass to this? How do you come to the cross of it? How do you finally see it now? You came cross past it, you know? Because when you cross past it, it becomes a five-pointed star instead of the X that we came out of. There you are. X marks the spot.
All right, you guys. Man, thank you. There it is, you guys. Short, sweet, simple, straight to the point, guys. We're going to go ahead and cut it right here. That's a good start, good point to kind of cut it, guys. When it comes to these Orishas, you know, just kind of going within, just whatever, however you identify, but I think it's very wise for you to be knowledgeable on who you're calling on, why you're calling on them, and, you know, to have the discipline behind it, you know what I mean? So I hope this broadcast was helpful for you guys to kind of ignite you, you know. So Ajay, you know, just know that outside of the seven, that there are more, just like chakras I hear. Outside of the seven chakras, there are more to be discovered. Please join Mary Fox tomorrow, guys. She's going to be on. She's back. The Road to Presidency is her series, and she's going to be tomorrow. King Kong, something about King Kong, guys. It's in the. It'll be after this broadcast is finished. It will be the next upcoming show, guys. So she's on at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central tomorrow. And also discussions in the Black Room. They're going to be talking about current hot topics. And they're going to be on Tuesday at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. So please be sure that you're supporting the other hosts on the platform. All right? All right, guys. That's all I got, guys. Join us every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. We definitely appreciate you guys for your consistency in listening and learning with us and growing with us, guys. And, yep, all right, that's it. Eternal, you can go ahead and take us out.
Keep in mind that October 30th is Nat Turner's rivalry of the energy that created us to become who we are, to stand for what our in-tune side is. It becomes a point where some people will end up having your story, giving you a story that's not really the right way being expound on. So now that I know the story, I can now relive in that compassion versus just passion to speak about what we need to learn about ourselves. Don't pass on this candy. Pass on the knowledge. Pass on the the good vibrational foods at that time. Show them how the what we call the Day of the Dead, it was the day of our ancestors and how we connected. Give them a campfire that's of knowledge of their science. Give them the comedic queens and empresses that came and always been ruling the earth all the way to 1900s. Give them Empress Kamehameha, who had Hawaii. Give them Queen Mu or Queen Tai. Give them all the other Queen Mega, Queen Omega. This whole connection of how the empresses and even our emperors, Haile Selassie and Haile Selassie's elder connection, Menelik, how did we all have pieces that showed us, like King Hannibal, you know what I mean? Like, how did these, or I should say emperor, how did these connections become us, you know what I mean? And how is it that if we don't know that's not us, what makes us us now? You know what I mean? You have a past, you have a present, you have things to create that to be in your nowness state. So don't just always go by what calendars create. Create your own calendar, your call ender, and now your ka lender. Ashe, aje, ashe, ooh.
myself. You remind me of love. I've got my mind and my heart, yeah. And I believe in above and these happy feelings.
Ooh, that happy feeling.
I'll spread them all over the world. These happy feelings, yeah.
Feel that happy feeling.
I'll spread them.